You have a Gemara Sanhedrin? Yeah. Great. Excellent. So on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, we're going to study the we'll at least begin the sugya of smicha. We covered it in class, but it pays to go over it. Now we want to go into more depth. We're going to hopefully learn through a kunshus on smicha, a whole essay on smicha. The Gemara that we want to focus on today starts with the word tana, and you'll see this is towards the bottom of the page. I would say approximately 12, 15 lines up from the bottom. The first word in the line is Me'ula. You find such a... Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Smicha u'smichas zekenim b'shlosha. Now, Smichas zekenim is the sugya that we did earlier on the daf. That has to do with Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. And there the Torah requires that a certain number of members of the Sanhedrin will be there to do the smicha. They lean on the head of the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur as if to represent the entire Tzibur. But now the Braisa adds smicha as if it was a separate entity. So my smicha zkenim. What's the difference between smicha and smicha zkenim? Smicha zkenim was already mentioned in our Mishnah in regard to the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. So what is smicha? On Rabbi Yochanan, mismach Save. What this means is that we give what's called smichas chachamim. It means that we confer upon a person the status of Rebbe, and that could mean a number of different things. Number one, it means that he has some sort of a power or a political stature with regard to the people, which is called srara. It might mean that he's a dayan and he could sit on a bezdin. So that's called mismach save. And we confer upon him the declaration that he is Rebbe. He's called a Rebbe. We'll soon see as we go through the Gemara that it's more than just declaring that he's a Rebbe. He, as a musmach, as a nismach, he has a very high status in bezdin. Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef, mismach save b'shlosha minolan. The Mishnah establishes that smichas kenim requires shlosha. The Braisa adds that smichas chachamim requires shlosha. What is the source for that requirement of shlosha? If we go back to Moshe and Yoshua, when Moshe confers smicha on Yoshua, it says vayismoch es yadav alav, but ihachi tizke bechad. If you quote the case of Moshe and Yoshua as your source for smicha, then one chacham is giving smicha, Moshe Rabbeinu to Yoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu is not joined by any other people to give smicha. He's a yachid. V'chi temam, and if you'll say Moshe has a special status, bimkom shivim v'chadkoi, he has the status of shivim v'echad. Is he hachi? If this is the source for smicha, liboy shivim v'chad. Then if Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to 71 elders, the smicha of the Sanhedrin Agdola, then we should require Sanhedrin Agdola for every single smicha. And the Gemara says, Kash, we don't have an answer to this question. It comes out that we're not clear as to what the source for smicha b'shlosha is. Is it, if it's Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's either 1 or 71. We don't have this middle ground, which is called shlosha. Amalei Rabbi Acha, Rav Acha b'rei de Rav l'Rav Ashi, b'yodei mamish samchinalei. Are we going to learn at least from Moshe Rabbeinu that you need yodayim mamish? In the case of smichas zekenim on the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, we need yodayim mamish. What about the case of smicha? And the Gemara says that this is a suffek of Rav Acha b'rei de Rava. Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded to him, samchinalei v'shma. We don't need to put our hands on top of his head like we do in the case of the par, but rather we just give him smicha b'shma. Shma means we give him a new name, a new title. Now what is this title? Until now we said the title was Rabbi, but now take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara embellishes this. Kari lei, we have to call him Rabbi v'yayev lei reshusa l'meidan dine knossos. So let me just mention, before we translate the Gemara, that the Rambam understood that this phrase, V'yoyev le v'shusa l'meidan dine nefashas, that's part of kari le. That's part of the actual declaration of smicha. It's not enough just to say, Rabbi, you're a Rab. We also have to tell him that he has, as a result, Rishus, he has the authority to deal with Dine Knossos. The Torah says in the parasha of Knossos Elohim, three times, which means that in order to deal with Knas, which are monetary payments and penalties that go beyond compensation, they require a Bezdin of three, but not only a Bezdin of three, Elohim means they have to be Smuchim. And now by conferring Smicha on a person, we upgrade him into a status of not just a Dayan on a Bezdin, but he has that status of a Dayan who can deal with Dine Knossos. So the Gemara says, V'chad lo samich. Is it really true that one person cannot confer smicha? We need a minimum of three. And the Gemara is going to question this because Ha'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Baram Zohar Oso Ish Latov Rav Yehuda Ben Bavishmo Shel Molehu Nishtachu Dine Knossos Miyisrael. So the great Rav Yehuda Ben Bava, one of the Asar Ruge Malchus, was put to death because he conferred smicha. He gathered together five chachamim and he gave them smicha. The Romans found out this was a violation of the decree of the Romans. They put him to death. But as a result of the five chachamim that received smicha, dine knossos were able to continue. Why? Because at that point there were no other nismachim except for the ones that received smicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And they were the ones who were responsible now for keeping up the tradition of Dine Knossos. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was operating as a lone ranger. He was a yachid, and yet he was conferring smicha. So how could it be? You just finished telling me that you need at least a minimum of three to confer smicha. So the Gemara says, Nishtachu, Negro Sinhu, which means we don't understand. This is sort of a little bit of a digression before we get to back to the Gemara's question about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava being a Yochid. The Gemara asks, what does it mean that Nishtakhu? You know, as if not for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, they would have forgotten the whole enterprise of Knossos, meaning they wouldn't. The Gemara thinks Nishtakhu, the word Nishtakhu means they forgot the laws. They didn't know the Torah of Dine Knossos. So the Gemara asks Nigrasinu, why can't we learn the laws of Knossos? Ella says the Gemara, here we'll look on Yudalid, Batlu Dine Knossos B'Yisro. We're not talking about the theoretical involvement in studying and clarifying the laws of Knossos. That we can do even without Musmachim. But we want to be Dan Dine Knossos. And we can only be Dan Dine Knossos if we have Musmachim. And it's only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava who is responsible for carrying on the tradition of smicha by transmitting smicha to five chacham. Have you ever heard of Mari ibn Chabib from Tzfat? He tried to institute at the time of the Beit Yosef in Tzfat smicha. He wanted to reinstitute smicha. And the claim was that if there are no other great chachamim other than a certain amount of chachamim, as we could gather together a quorum of all the great chachamim, then we could be mechadish the smicha. That's a very interesting piece of history. Tremendous polemics about this. But today what we want to study is something called the Kudshas HaSmicha, which is an essay that gives us an overview of smicha, actually two different approaches to how smicha operates. And it's based on the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik, my Rebbe, and it's offered here in a book called Eretz HaTzvi. Again, the photocopy didn't come out so good, so a lot of what I'll tell you is Torah Shebal Peh. And it's all based on the question of Gerus. The Gemara establishes that in order to be Megayer Ger, you need Shlosha. Why? Because in the parash of Gerus, the Torah calls it Mishpat. And whenever the Torah uses the word Mishpat, it means we need a Bezdin. So there's no such thing as a person converting on his own, jumping into a mikvah and having Mila. No. It's got to be done, it's got to be officiated by a Bezdin. And now the question is, do you need Smuchim? We said that to be Dan Dine Knossos, you need Smuchim. So the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, in the name of Rab Chiya, that a ger needs shlosha, meaning in order to institute geris, you need three chachamim. And Tosa says, v'im kein, im tomer anan hechi mekabelin gerim. We don't have gerim bizman hazeh. So Tosis lays down the premise, the assumption that you must have mumchim. It's not just any three chachamim. Mumchim means smuchim. That means that there's an unbroken chain of smicha that dates us back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have that today. How can we accept gerim? Could you imagine? In the Havamit of Tosis, the entire enterprise of gerus is placed in a question mark. The Eishloma Tosis answers shlichu sayu avdinon. That our Bezdin today are the appointed shluchim of the Bezdin of Smuchim. We don't have smicha, but the Bezdin of Smuchim appoints us as shluchim. Now the big issue here is, are we talking about a Doraisa halacha? It's very nice to say that our Bezdin without smicha is considered a shliach of the original Bezdin of Musmachim. But Tosis doesn't tell us that this is a takanas chachamim, this enterprise of shlichus. Now, shlichus means when I appoint you to do something on my behalf. But it means that you have the same ability to do that that I have. So, for example, a man can appoint a shliach who's a bardas to be mekadesh an isha on his behalf. But that's because he's a bardas, he can be mekadesh the isha.
Does there have to be some form of kinyan in general shlichus? In fact, can I just verbally appoint a shlich, or do I have to make some
sort of... It would seem that a kinyan is only to strengthen the shlichus, but there is shlichus even without a kinyan.
Verbal
appointment of a shliach. But keep in mind that the shliach has to do a maisa. You can't appoint the shliach to do something verbally. So for example, if I give you shlichus for kesef kedushin, I have to give you the kesef. If I give you shlichus for shtar, then I have to give you a shtar. The case of smicha is very different, because what is smicha? It's not even an action of putting your hands on top. The Gemara came to the conclusion you don't have to put your hands. All it means is declaring Rebbe. Or perhaps, as the Rambam has it, Rebbe vata rashoi lodun dini knossos. That's a verbal statement. It would be very odd to assume that really operates me in shlichus, that Tosis is serious about applying the classic universal principle of shlucho shel adam kemoso. However, Tosis doesn't tell us the big secret here, that the entire enterprise of Geirus in our time is all a rabbinic institution. It's a takanas chachamim. Ve'ilu hoisa halacha shel shlichus nishneis rak be'inyan dini momenos. He says the following: I can understand, perhaps, in dine momenos, in cases where you need a bezdin of mumchim, maybe they could appoint us as their shlichim, because we have a principle in dine momenos called hefker bezdin hefker. But that's not going to help us to understand gerus. Gerus is not an enterprise of dine momenos, of hefker bezdin hefker. So we don't want to, we're caught between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, we don't want to assume that Tosis is talking about an institution which is takanas chachamim, and the entire enterprise of geirus is derabbanan. On the other hand, how does shlichus work over here? Can shlichus actually effectuate a bezdin of musmachim, and on a deraisa level, they are the extended arm? They can appoint a bezdin that's not smuchim as their extended arm. So for this, we want to see the Ran. This is the first Ran in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Ran says that Shlichusayu Kavdinon is not operating with universal Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso. But rather, the Torah says, Asher Tosim Lifnehem, which means that we have to put the dinim, we have to bring out dinim for decision in front of our bezdin of smuchim. And Chazal say, lifneihem v'lo lifnei hedyotos. The Ran understands that lo lifnei hedyotos means the following: we don't require a bezdin shel smuchim in and of itself. We require a bezdin shel smuchim because if we don't have a bezdin shel smuchim, then we have a bezdin shel adyotos, which insults, if I can use that term, the bezdin shel smuchim. So it's all a matter of covered of giving honor and respect to the smuchim. If that be the case, if the smuchim appoint shluchim, again, it's not shlichus for any number of reasons, but what it is it's a mechila on their kavod. That's the Ran. This is a breakthrough Ran. The Ran says that if the Bezin Shalad Yotos would take it upon themselves to issue a judgment, then they would be holding on, so to speak, or grabbing on to the crown of Mumchim. They're in a sense misappropriating that which belongs to the Mumchim. Says the Ran, and what is Shlichus then? It's a Mechila of the Smuchim on their covers. I mean, gentlemen, do you see how radical this is? You would have asked me why you need smuchim, because otherwise it's not a bezdin. Nein, it's a bezdin even if they're not smuchim. But what we derive from Elohim and Lifneihem is lo lifnei hedyotos, because if you choose hedyotos, then you're undermining, you're being pogea in the covet of the dayanim mumchim. And an afkamina is going to be mechila. Would mechila be meaningful to upgrade the status of hedyotos such that they can now issue a verdict and it's binding as if they were mumchim? And the answer is, says the Ran, yes. That's called shlichus sayu kavdin. Now again, on a textual level, it's very difficult. I mean, shlichus sayu kavdinon is a phrase that appears in Shas. It's not something that we invented. Why would the Gemara use the term shlichus sayu kavdinon, and really what it means is mechila kavdinon? We're operating with the mechila. And here the Rashba rejects Tosfos. The Rashba writes, Lekol emeimar nami dianan shlichus sayu kavdinon. There's no way you could justify the enterprise of Geirus by exercising the principle of shlichus sayu kavdinon, as the Gemara uses it in the case of Gittin. So the Gemara says we need a bezdin in for get. So if we need a bezdin for get, how can we do? We don't have smuchim. So the Gemara says shlichus sayu kavdinon. Says the Rashba, that's only because with regard to marriage and divorce, kol mekadesh adaita rabbanu mekadesh. What it means is that when a person gets married, he gets married with the condition that he wants the rabbanu to be satisfied with his marriage. And if the rabbanu say, well, we're going to accept this get, then that's considered a bittul of the tanai, and therefore the tanai and kedusha was not fulfilled. So again, according to the Rashba, the sugya and gittin of shlichus sayu kavdinon to justify a get and a bezdin of smuchim, that's a special din in get, because of the way get operates based on kol mekadesh. Therefore, we can get away with shlichus sayu kavdinon. Aval hocha, but here in the case of what? Of gerus, heich efshal lemishri akum bebas Yisrael. How could we allow a person who's a guy? The Bezdin is only operating because they're not smuchim with a Drabbanon, and now the Drabbanon have the authority to allow this guy, who's still a guy because there are no smuchim here, to marry a Bas Yisrael. I mean, imagine the case. You have a non-Jew who comes in front of a Bezdin for Geirus, and after the Geirus, the Rav, or the one of the Rabbanim on the panel of Geirim, of Bezdin for Geirim, he's going to be Makadesh. He's going to marry off his son or his daughter to this Ger. And the whole institution of Geirus is what? Some sort of Takonis Chachomim? Frek the Rashba, Heich Efshal of Mishrei Akum Bebas Yisrael. How can we allow this marriage to take place? The Gemara says in Gittin Shlichus Sayu Kavdinon that has to do with a get, but it has nothing to do with Geirus. I mean, Geirus requires a Bezdin, and a Bezdin means it's got to be Smuchim. So now we come back to square one. What then is the institute of Geirus? How can we accept Geirus, Tosus asks, if you're not going to accept Tosus' answer of Shlichus Sayu Kavdinon, because the Rashba says that has no application, and it's a separate halach and get? So what happens with Geirus? So here's where the Rashba creates a revolution. That Geirus lo be'inon smuchim klal. That in this case of Geirus, we don't require a bezdin of smuchim. The Torah says mishpat, And says the Rashba, Mishpat is only telling you the number of judges, but it doesn't tell you anything about the quality and the status of the judges. The number of judges, Enochinami, is going to be Mishpat, which means three judges. But if you ask me, do they have to be high-powered status judges of Smuchim? The answer is that's not included in the word Mishpat. Mishpat doesn't mean that it has to be a Bezdin Shel Smuchim. And therefore, it makes no difference whether the Geirus took place at the time that they had Smuchim on the Besen, or Bizman has said that we don't have Smuchim, we don't need Smuchim, and we certainly don't need the principle of Shlichusayikov Dinan. And the reason for that is because Lifneim, in this case of Geirus, means in front of three Dayanim, but they don't have to be Smuchim, and that's derived from the word Mishpat. And says Rav Soloveitchik, the Rambam actually accepts the opinion of the Rashba. How do we know that the Rambam accepts this really revolutionary opinion of the Rashba, that for Geirus you don't need Smuchim? The Rambam writes in Hilchas Geirus, that's Perek Yud Gimel Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Tzarech Litvol Bifnei Shlosha, that the Tvila of a Geir has to take place in the presence of three. Does the Rambam say that they have to be Smuchim? I mean, the Rambam is writing for all generations, including his own generation. There were no smuchim around in Toledo or in Cairo. You know what I'm saying? So how could the Rambam possibly tell us that you need three for Geirus? And that's it. Shalom al Yisrael, three Dayanim. He should have told us that you need smuchim, which would mean that Bizman has said we have a problem because we don't have smuchim, so how can we accept Geirus?
It's not just Toledo which comes into Geirus. It's also...
Mila too.
Mila about Kabbalah's
and Kabbalah's old mitzvahs.
And maybe that part needs something more than just that. I mean, it's nice to see a table like any eight can
be. But Daniel, the main punchline or clincher of Geirus is always the tefillah. Kabbalah's old mitzvahs, I'm not sure how that works, because, for example, you have the sugi ksubis of my ger katan. So how does he? Where's the Kabbalah's old mitzvahs? Well, for example, you know, the issue that's so relevant today, that you know that this fellow, after his Geirus, he's going back to be Michal Shabbos, or etc., etc. Is that Geirus valid or not? I mean, that's a heavy issue, Bizman Hazeh. So I'm not sure where Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah fits in. Obviously, it's a condition in Geirus, but I don't know to what extent. But the Maisa Geir is really the Tvila. I mean, the Mila is to remove the Arla. Once you remove the Arla, now we're ready for tefila, and it's in that order: mila and then tefila. For a woman who's miskayera, she doesn't need mila, obviously. So all she has is tefila. And the Rambam writes tefila is bifnei shlosha. I mean, where's the requirement to smuchim? The Rambam completely omits this. If you accept that diuk from the omission of the Rambam, then the Rambam belongs to the camp of the Rashba, and you don't need smuchim for geiris, and that's what's going to save the whole enterprise of geiris d'oraisa bizman hazeh. Tosis on the other hand requires smicha, but he has this new din of shlichusayu kav dinon. So honestly, before I turn to the next page, I thought that the hezber machlokas here is about smicha. Start again. I thought that the machlokas here is about geirus. Isn't that intuitively correct? When the Torah compares geirus to mishpat, what kind of mishpat? Is it mishpat of the level of dini knosis that requires smuchim, or is it mishpat of three adyotos? So the Rav goes on a totally different path. And that's on the next page. He says that the machlokas toasts in the Rashba, it's not about the nature of Geirus, but about the nature of Smicha. What does it mean when the Torah says that you need a Samach? And what we're saying now is that there are two ways of understanding the requirement of Mishpat in Geirus, and it all depends on the nature of Smicha. Poshet l'kuli alma, everybody agrees that the requirement of three for Geirus derived from Mishpat is Bezdin. You need Bezdin for Geirus. Now, your classic case of a Bezdin will be Dini Mamonos. You need a Bezdin for Dini Mamonos. And therefore the Gemara assumes when it says Mishpat, which means that the Geirus has to take place in front of a Bezdin, Mishpat is teaching me you need a bezdin of dini mamonos, which means that you need three dayanim. Three is going to be your absolute minimum. Now, if you wanted a proof that the three who are overseeing Geirus form and function as a bezdin, because otherwise you could say maybe they're there in some sort of supervisory capacity, like for example, the sugi that we learned on Daf Yudalit about Shuma, right, in Pidgin Hegdesh, you don't need a bezdin. Either you need three experts who are bekiyim, they know exactly how to evaluate something on the market, they're assessors, or you need 10, and 10 would certainly not be a number of a bezdin. So there are cases, like, for example, Ataris Nedarim. My own father could be matir my neder. I could be matir neder for my own son. That's not bezdin. So there are many halachas that require three, but they don't function as a bezdin. How do we know that the three, with regard to geirus, form a bezdin? So first of all, because we derive it from the word mishpat, that itself indicates that it's a bezdin. But secondly, the Gemara establishes in Yevamos that there's no geirus at night. So Tosfos asks, why is there no geirus at night? And he answers, because geirus is called din. And it's no different than dini mamonos. And ein donin, ein bezdin yoshvin balayla. So we see again that the three who form this tribunal for the purpose of geirus are a bezdin. And therefore there's no yeshiva's bezdin at night. However, Rabosai, even if we classify geirus as a bezdin, it's radically different than any other bezdin that we're familiar with. Because every other bezdin is to decide claims and counterclaims, sveikos, dinim that aren't clarified. We're going to need a majority, we're going to make a decision, we're going to need a horas bezdin. Horas bezdin means a ruling, a decision on the part of bezdin. Not so in the case of geirus. There's no way that you can tell me that the bezdin of geirus, it functions in the same way as a bezdin of dini mamonos or any other bezdin in order to issue a hora. What kind of hora? There's no decision at all. They're just there in a passive state overseeing the geirus. Is shown out bezdin shel geirus, and it's very nice that we call the three members of this tribunal overseeing the geirus as a bezdin. That's very nice, but please keep in mind, it's fundamentally different than the bezdin of dini mamonos. Why? Because all that we need the bezdin for, in the case of geirus, not for a hora, not for some psak and ruling, but rather they form a precondition, if you will, an essential part of the Maisa of Geirus. So Bezdin is involved in the Maisa Geirus, so to speak. And that's a Maisa Bezdin derived from Mishpat, but it's not exactly similar to Mishpat, because in the case of Mishpat, we're talking about Achra, we're talking about a decision-making process, we're talking about a Hora, meaning a verdict. So take, for example, when Bezdin issues a verdict, that Hora has the status of Oras Bezdin. If it was the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, which would make it into Oras Sanhedrin Agdola, then if somebody would argue against that Hora in certain conditions, he would be put to death as a Zakin Mamre. I mean, you see that Bezdin is in charge of issuing a Hora. There's a decision, and there are dissenters who belong to the minority. There may even be a Zakin Mamre who accepts the opinion of the dissenters and rebels against the decision of the Hora Bezdin Agdol, and he's put to death for that. In any event, we see clearly that there's a halach of Hora, a decision. Smicha, or in the case of Geirus, Geirus, what decision is being made over here? Are we arguing something? Is there a claim and a counterclaim? Maybe somebody wants to claim, well, this non-Jew should not be accepted as a ger, and somebody has an objection. There's no akhra, there's no weighing back and forth the evidence in this direction against the evidence, counter evidence. That's not what's happening. It's just the gerus is has to be lifneim. It has to be in the presence of Beis Din. It means that Beis Din is an active component in the Geirus, an active agent in the Geirus. That's called a Maisa Beis Din. But clearly, there's no Horas Beis Din. And if this be the case, Rabosai, we can begin to understand. We can begin to understand the machlokas between the Rashba on the one hand and Tosis on the other. Let's go over the machlokas one more time. Tosis asks the following question. We must have a Beis Din Shel Smuchim for Geirus. Today we don't have a Beis Din Shel Smuchim. How do we validate the Geirus? The Rashba on the other hand says, no, you're making a big mistake. We don't need Smuchim. So the Kasha Tosis was, we don't have Smuchim in Zman. So the Rashba says, we never required Smuchim. Why don't we require Smuchim? So the Rav suggests the reason why the Rashba waives the requirement of Smuchim is because he thinks that we need a Beis Din for Geirus, but not the Torah's Beis Din Shel Hora, which would require Smuchim, because only Smuchim can issue that definite Hora with its own status that's recognized by the Torah. But rather, we're talking about a Beis Din without a Hora. And that he calls Maisa Beis Din. And what's the nafkamina between a Beis Din Shel Hora and a Beis Din, which is only instituting a Maisa Beis Din? The nafkamina is whether you need Smuchim. The Rashba holds that in the Beis Din of Geirus, it's not a Beis Din of Hora, it's a Beis Din of a Maisa Beis Din. And for that, you don't require Smuchim. So even though the Torah calls it Mishpat, but the Mishpat of Geirus is only to set up a Beis Din for Geirus. But it doesn't mean that they have to be Smuchim. According to the Rashba, it's not a Beis Din of Hora. If it's not a Beis Din of Hora, you don't need Smuchim. But rather it's a Beis Din of a Maisa Beis Din. That Beis Din is authorized to change the status of a person, his personal status, from that of a goy to that of a Yisrael, which is pretty radical. And that authority is vested in Beis Din. All we need is Beis Din. We don't need Smuchim, because this Beis Din is not going to issue any Ora. You see that?
There's not making enough gemina between general hera and knossos, with the way that Abimura mentioned is the Indian of Smicha.
Right, if you go with the Rashba, which is according to Rav Salvation, that's also the Rambam Shita, then it makes sense that when we confer Smicha on a Nismach, and we call him Rebbe, we don't have to tell him that he can sit on a Beis Din of Geirus, because a Beis Din Shel Geirus doesn't require Smuchim. So even if we wouldn't have gone as far as to say, well, you're invested with the authority of a Samuch, and you could be Dan Dini Nefashis, even if we would leave that out, even as a Beis Din Shel Yotos, he could oversee the Geirus. Why? Because Mishpat only tells me three Dayanim. It doesn't tell me that they have to be Smuchim. But you'll ask me, why don't they have to be Smuchim? And the answer is because they're not issuing a Hora. It's a Beis Din that's functioning without a Hora. They're simply conferring smicha. They're effectuating a change in the gavra. That's called a maisa Beis Din. But don't call it a hora, and therefore, says the Rashba, you don't require smicha. So again, what does it mean when we say that the dayan or the Beis Din is upgraded to the status of samuch of smuchim? What it means is they're capable of hora. So the upgrade to smicha is the upgrade to a hora. So whenever we need a hora, we can achieve that hora from a Beis Din of Smuchim. But if there's no requirement of hora, but there's a requirement of Beis Din, i.e. Beis Din is not issuing any hora, any psak, they're only overseeing a maisa, that's called a maisa Beis Din, then there's no requirement of Smuchim. And therefore, the Beis Din shall kabbalas gerim, that the Beis Din is not a Beis Din ha-mora, meaning mora hora, but rather it's a Beis Din ha-makayim. Ha-makayim means they're effectuating a change in this person. And now he's becoming a ger. So then for that, we don't need a Beis Din shal hachra, or shal hora, or shal psak, because they're not issuing any hora, any hachra, any psak. Therefore, what we need is a Bezdin HaMakayim. Ah, if it's a Bezdin HaMakayim, they're doing the Maisa Gerus, then we don't require Smuchim at all. The entire thrust of the requirement of Smuchim is based on the need for a Horah. But if there's no Horah, then you don't require Smuchim. Any Bezdin will do, even the Bezdin Shel Idyotos. I just want to add the following. In Hilchas Eidus, we have a distinction between Eidim Shel Birur and Eidim Shel Raya. I'm sorry. Eidim Shel Birur and Eidim Shel Kiyum. Are you familiar with that? Just very quickly. If a man marries a woman, he needs two Eidim. That's not an Eidim of Birur. They're not clarifying any lack of certainty, any ambiguity. They are simply there as those who can generate a Maisa Kiddushin Al Pi Din. That's called Mekayme Dover. They set up something, they create this status change. Now she's an Eishes Ish. But that's not Eidus of Birur L'Dover. No, we have something called Eidus L'Birur L'Dover, which means we have no clue why Reuven should be condemned to death for an accusation that he implemented whatever criminal crime it was. The Eidim now have come to be Mavarer. They come to clarify. They're going to tell us all the details about what went on. I think what Rav Soloveitchik is doing here is he's applying that same distinction between Birur and Kiyum to Hilchas Horah, and Dayanim forming a Bezdin could now function under one of two capacities. It could be like Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, the two Eidim that I need in order to effectuate a marriage. And here too, in the case of Gerus, I need the Bezdin to effectuate the Gerus, or it could be a Bezdin Shel Horah, where Bezdin is Machria, but that has no application to the case of Gerus. Therefore, it cannot be a Bezdin HaMevarer that really clarifies the law. It can only be a Bezdin HaMakayim. So this Bezdin is functioning in the capacity of Kiyu. What's the difference, Nafkamidol HaMaisa, between a Bezdin HaMachriya VaMore HaRa and a Bezdin HaMakayim? Nafkamidol is going to be Smuchim. And now the Rav wants to bring a number of proofs, three proofs, to establish that according to the Rambam, smicha has to do with horah. I mean, the first raya, I think, is the clearest raya. The Rambam, as we said before, understood that what is the maisa smicha itself? It's not enough just to call him a rabbi or a rav, but we have to say yesh yoiv lecha reshusa lemeidan dini knossos. Meaning, you have the koach of horah, and the koach of horah that you have is unique because you can issue a verdict in a case of knas. So that knasos require a higher level of a mora horah, and with smicha we confer on you the ability to be a mora horah. We see already a clear connection between smicha and horah, as opposed to the case of gerus, which doesn't require a horah at all. It's just a maisa gerus, that's all. So the Rambam writes in Perek Dal Milchas Sanhedrin, V'yesh lem lemanos kol mishi yirtza l'dvarim yechidim. Now this dvarim yechidim is very fascinating. It means what we call a major in college. You know, everybody took a major in college? Or, for example, in medical school, you know, after you finish your MD, you get a specialty. And that specialty, let's say you study 3 years to be a psychiatrist, that means that you now have the authority in law to be a psychiatrist, play that role, but you can't do surgery. So everything becomes very specific. You know, we live in a generation where everything is specified. So the Rambam says, L'dvarim yechidim, you can give a very specific smicha. Ketzad, yesh lebezin lismocho sobi iser veheter, velo bedini nevmaminos. They can say to them, in iser veheter, that's what we call yora yora today, you have smicha, but you don't have smicha as a bezdin of a choshen mishpat nature. O yidnu lo rishus lahatir nedorim, o liros ksonim, So basically, according to the Rambam, when we deal with Tzmicha, what we're talking about is Heter Hora. And the Rambam wants to be Mechadish that a Heter Hora could be a very limited Heter Hora. You're only allowed and you're only authorized to be Mora Hora in this area of Halacha, not in that area. V'divei Rambam mukshim mi'od. He has a kash on the Rambam. Shemona b'alocha zudvarim she'enam zkukim l'smicha. Okay, for this we have to open up the Rambam, really. But in any event, let's accept it as axiomatic. The Rambam, what? Yeah, do you mind if Mitch, if you read it? Perik Dalet Halacha Ches.
Yesh lahem lemanos kol mi sheyirtzu ledvarim yechidim. For who sheyeh roi l'chol dvarim. Ketzad, locha mufla sheroi l'horos l'chol atoru kula. Yesh lebeistim v'smoch oso.
Right, Ladun means for Dini Mominus, but Lobi Isabaheter.
Oh, Yidnu Lorishus be Isabaheter, Lo Ladun Dini Mominus.
Right.
Oh, Yidnu Rishus Laze Uze, Avalo Ladun Dini Knossos. Avalo Ladun Dini Knossos, Avalo Lahatir Bukhoros. Oh, Yidnu Rishus Lahatir Nidarim Bilvad, Oleros Ksamim, Vachain Kol Yotzebet.
Oh. Does the Rama mention Ksamim?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's interesting. Because when you paskin on Ksamim, you don't need a Bezdin. So the Rama is very difficult. The Rama is talking about Smicha. He has a whole list. He talks about Dini Mominos, Dini Knossos, and so forth and so on. And on the list, he's got Ksamim. I mean, we're talking about Bezdin here. We're talking about giving a person smicha so that he can function, he can serve on a bezdin, he can be part of a bezdin. What does that have to do with ksamim? Kavala Gakashi, let me go over the question. The Rambam enumerates all sorts of areas that the samuch might have gotten his smicha for, in those limited areas. Now, on the list of areas that he demonstrates are dinim that have to be taken for judgment. But lo and behold, the Rambam adds ksamim. What does ksamim have to do with it? I need smicha to paskin on a kesem? Why is that so? I mean, kesem has nothing to do with bezdin, with some sort of hachra. We don't need a bezdin for determining ksamim. Elvare muchach lehedja shasmicha v'shtayeches lochak ledvarim shetzuchem bezdin elgam ledvarim she'echad posek. In other words, when a person receives smicha, it has an impact, it has an implication as far as his paskening halacha, even on something that doesn't require bezdin at all. For example, ksamim. V'ha'inyan hu Shegavra she'enenu samuch eno yochel lahoros v'asmicha mahanya l'shavi lahoros ohora v'lo shedvarim yiu stam divrei baki dvarim yiu divrei baki. So again, we want to prove that there's a connection between smicha and hora, and the Rambam is telling us that although, in the case of ksamim, you don't need a bezdin, but you do need a hora. And if you need a hora, we need a samuch, because only a samuch is capable of a hora. And if that is the case, we see clearly that smicha has to do with hora. But if, let's say, bezdin functions not in the capacity of hora, as he called it before, ma'isa makayim, then you don't need smuchim, because smuchim is only connected to hora, and that's why the Rambam says that even in the case of ksamim, which doesn't require bezdin, nevertheless you need smicha to paskin on a kesem. And why do you need smicha to paskin on a kesem? Because the answer is this is something called psak, this is something called hora. Who gave you a heter hora? And the answer is that's included in your smicha. Your smicha gives you a heter hora. But Luyatsuri, we needed a bezdin, and the bezdin is not involved in Hora at all. That's a case of Gerus. then who needs smuchim? We only need smuchim in order to get up to generate a hora. Now he has a second proof from Zakin Mamre. The Rambam writes in Zakin Mamre that the Zakin Mamre heard the final ruling of the Bezin HaGadol, and then he went back to his locale, and instead of accepting the opinion, the final rove, the majority ruling of the Bezin HaGadol, he decided to be cholek al Bezin, and he issued a hora that contradicts the hora of Bezin. So who is this Zaki Mamre? It's a Chacham, says Rav, Sheigia Lahora. He has the ability of being Mora Hora. He's a Samach B'Sanhedrin. And then when the Bezdin gives a decision, he revolts or rejects Bezdin. He rebels against Bezdin. Now, the Rambam says that this Zaki Mamre has to be a Samach. And in order to be Chayav Misa as a Zakin Mamre, not only is he a Samuch, but he's also Cholek on the Horas Bezdin HaGadol. And why does the Rambam say that the Zakin has to be a Musmach? Because he has to. He also has to be capable of creating a Horah. In other words, when his Horah contradicts the Horah of the Bezin HaGadol, and he says, I don't care about the Horah of the Bezin HaGadol, I'm going to give my Horah, he makes himself into a Zakin Mamre. But the Rambam adds another condition, that he's got to be a Samuch. Why? And the answer is because Smicha means that you have a Heter Horah. Now you're abusing your Heter Horah. You can create a Horah, but not a Horah that contradicts and undermines the Horas Bezin HaGadol. But again, we see clearly that smicha and the status of someone who receives smicha is connected to Horah. And therefore, only when you set up one Horah against another Horah, there's Horah Bezin HaGadol. Now we have Horah of the Zaki Mamre. If his Horah contradicts the Horah of Bezin HaGadol, he's Chayav Misa as the Zaki Mamre. So you see that there's some kind. No, that's number one. And number two, the Rambam says that he, the Zakin Mamre, has to issue his Horah, in which he accepts the dissenting opinion of the Bezin HaGadol, and he contradicts the final verdict of the Bezin HaGadol. So it's all about one Horah against another Horah. There was Horah of the Bezin HaGadol. It's almost like a live entity, it's out there. And now, the Zakin Mamre issues a Horah which contradicts that Horah. That's why he's Chayav Misa. Says the Rambam, he's got to be a soul. Because if he's not a Samuch, then he doesn't have the capacity to create a Horah. So anyone could come along and say, I don't like what Bezin says, you know. But we're not going to put him to death for that. But if he's a Samuch, and he has the capacity of creating a Horah, then if his Horah is a rebellion against the Horah, it's Bezin HaGadol, he's a Zaki Mamre, he's Chayav Misa. But we see clearly that the condition of Smicha is a precondition in Horah. Again, getting back to Geirus, in the case of Geirus where there is no Horah, it's just simply a Maisa Bezdin, then you would not require Smuchin. And finally, his third Raya is from a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. And the Rambam says, Ein Samkin Smichel B'Shlosha V'hu Shiyeha Echad Me'em Samuch Mipi Acherim K'moshe B'Yarnu. This is a pretty revolutionary Rambam. Did you see this Rambam? Did it come out on your page? I don't know if it came. It did? So the Rambam says that who do we give smicha to? He says, Ein somkut smicha el b'shlosha v'hu shiyah echad me'am somuch mipi acherim. It means that smicha zekeinim itself is a ma'aseh bezdin, and we must have at least one member of this Bezdin who has smicha. Is lahachi bin in shlosha? So we need a ma'aseh Bezdin of shlosha. Now, if the Bezdin would require a horah, not just a ma'aseh Bezdin, then we require that all three zkenim be smuchim. Why does Rambam say, Hushiyeh Echad Me'em Samuch? is nira bibir inyan zeh. I see it's getting late. I'll finish up. Nira the bibir inyan zeh. The smichas kenim umaisa bezdin. Ulahaki bin in shlosha. Acha bezdin hachu hu bezdin amakayim velo bezdin amora. Dumya the bezdin shall geris. Ulahaki. Habi le lemeimar delo niboy klal smuchim. She'ein bezdin poskim kan shum she'elo. Ela manikim es hatorah samuch ala nismach. Ela dilios ve'inyan asmichu hemshech shalshel sakabol v'masori ish mipi ish ad Moshe benim be'inon she'yia al kol ponim echad mi ashlosha samuch. Tibalav hachi lo yia nismach hemshech bi'oso lo yia nismach hemshech me'oso shalshel sakabol Moshe benim. Aber shnayim acherim mitzarfen la bezin lo beinamu klal shiu smuchim. The svila ramav the ain smicha din beherke bezin. It doesn't mean that just to make up a bezin you need smuchim, but rather din in ora. Okay, Rabbi, so it's late, so I don't want to keep you. If Yitz Hashem, I would like to continue this tomorrow. Well, I'll start tomorrow's shiur with a quick overview of two types of bezin. One category of bezin, which is a bezdin amakayim, and the other is a bezdin amora. And the nafkavina is whether you need smicha, and that's going to be a nafkavina in the case of gerus. Okay, then, gentlemen? Thank you so much. Sure.